right, there's Remy Lene. After 7 o'clock, we're getting into Ryan's Roses. Her husband's a principal. There's a school mom that he used to date back in the day now. She's worried about it. That's coming up at 7:40. Sissany with the headlines first.
Kiss FM headlines with Sissany.
So TSA is reminding travelers about liquid restrictions as World Cup visitors to the U.S. keep trying to take home their new favorite condiment, ranch dressing, home with them. A massive fire involving solar panels erupted yesterday afternoon in Boyle Heights, sending a black column of smoke into the air visible for miles. An L.A. judge issued a 5-year restraining order against a man accusing of stalking singer Sabrina Carpenter. And California is giving away free historian passports for a limited time, allowing residents to visit more than 30 state historic parks at no cost in celebration of Juneteenth and America's 250th anniversary. Now, a look at traffic with KTLA's Ginger Chan.
From this Toyota Dealer Traffic Center,
we make it easy.
So far, we have one outstanding SIG alert, and it's for our friends who are traveling on that 210 freeway. You know, this is where we have that one car that lost control facing the wrong way, and so they issued a SIG alert 210 eastbound side at Riverside Avenue. And for now, anyway, it's just the carpool lane that's closed, and maybe until about 7:45 or so. 15 northbound side at the 60 split. That's where we're getting reports of another type. No injuries. That's some good news as well. I want to take you over to look into Orange County, where it has been very quiet. It continues to be that way. And then let me just track this. There were a bunch of things on the 105 freeway, both directions, Crenshaw Boulevard, Wilmington Avenue, those spots, and that's the reason things are still slow. This report is brought to you by Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Capital One offers no fees or minimums on checking accounts, and most Capital One cafes are open 7 days a week to assist with your banking needs. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One, NA, member FDIC. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. And got that June gloom this morning. Temps are going to be in the mid-70s in Studio City. Tustin, similar temps for you with a high of 75. And right now it is 61 in Hollywood.
Turn it up.
K-I-I-S-F-M, Los Angeles.
I know your name.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
My name is Songbird.
Hello, L.A. It's Taylor.
This is Sabrina Carpenter.
What's up, guys? This is Bruno Mars.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM.
L.A.'s number one hit music station.
Guaranteed human.
You and me, in the darkness, I would never leave. People
Kiss FM. So heads up, Chewy is in Tarzana with Free Gas next. If you see him walking up to you, bearded dude, ball cap, jolly looking character, that's Chewy with Free Gas next in Tarzana. It's Kiss.
Come here, rude boy, boy, can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, boy, is you big enough?
Kiss FM. All right, friends. Ryan's Rose is 740. This one this morning, it's a wife who's married to a school principal, and there's a mom of a child that has moved into the area. So the kid goes to this school where he is the principal. And I guess he dated this mom way back in college. And now his wife, the principal's wife, is concerned. Yes?
No, they didn't date. They just hooked up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, then even worse. They just had that.
Yeah.
So
I don't know if it's worse. It's just different.
No, I think it's worse because then it's so easy for them to do it again. Like if they had a relationship, I think like if they
there
just
was an ending to it.
Yeah, they did it on a whim. Maybe they do it on a whim again.
Ooh.
And that's what she's worried about.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense. So we're getting to that at 7:40. Also, we've got a very cute story in between and Disneyland tickets. Right now, Chewy Martinez has been out in Tarzana. Gas prices, as you know, frustrating, close to $6. And he's in Tarzana buying people's gas. Chewy, where are you? What you got?
Yo, we're here in Tarzana, baby. I'm here with my man Michael. Rolled up on him. He was a little busy, you know, but I was going to hook him up with some gas. And here we are, brother Ryan.
How you doing, Ryan?
What's up, Michael? What were you doing? What were you busy doing?
a little personal time, get my day started.
Well, listen, we are there for one reason only, and that is to get you to where you're going with a free tank of gas. Where are you headed?
Right now, I'm headed back down to L.A. and then up to Northern California later on today.
Wow. Well, Chewy, get him another tank, bro. It's going to take a little bit.
Chewy, give him another tank. Done. Yo,
hey, Michael.
Ryan, you're the best, dude. I've been watching you since I was a teenager, man, and I've always had love for you, dude.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much. That means a lot. Well, let's hang. Yeah, let's keep hanging together.
I appreciate everything you're doing for the community, dude.
Thank you, bro. You have a good day, all right? Safe travels.
Yeah, you too, brother. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, man.
All right.
Kind of love Michael.
Mm-hmm.
My guy, no, he's the best. He's the best. He said you're great. A cool dude, Ryan.
I know. He's got good taste. He's doing a lot of driving today. Like, what's he up to in Northern California?
I think he has a jiu-jitsu tournament up in Northern California.
Oh, yeah, it's that Tubbs. Don't you know about the jiu-jitsu tournament up in Northern California? That's your
little spot.
Oh. All right, Chewy. Thank you out in Tarzana this morning. Appreciate you.
My guy. Peace.
He'll be out at another gas station in Tarzana in a little bit, so look for Chewy there with Kiss FM. And your free gas is next.
Turn it up on air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
Being heard.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all. No, it's not a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all.
Now it's your chance to call in to get free gas and get free gas for a year at 1-800-520-1027. Score that with me now. If you don't get in this time, we do it again every hour. Next time, you can get in to Kiss.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
Brought to you.
You gave me
Stand alone. feel so fine. I hope you hit me on my celly when I sneak in your mind. You a princess to the public, but a freak when it's time. Said you better be feeling lonely, so you sleeping in mine. Come and watch a movie with me. American Beauty or Bruce Almighty, that's groovy. Just come and move closer to me. I got some feelings for you. I'm not gonna get bored of, but baby, you an adventure, so let me come and explore ya.
So there is a report on the 405 northbound side of La Cienega Boulevard about smoke that is developing. A lot of people can see it, and that is already one of those slow spots anyway, right? So that's not going to help the drive at all. Let's see. We had that sick alert along the 210 eastbound side of Riverside Avenue. They canceled it fairly early. The drive is starting to recover, which is very nice. I feel like some of the other stuff that we discussed on those spots, that clearing. I'll put this one 405 southbound side before you get to about Beach Boulevard. Left lane is taken up with a crash that involves two cars. It's slow. A two-car crash could also mean some injuries. You find yourself in a situation where you're hurt, you're really not sure what to do. Well, you got to put Sweet James Accident Attorneys by your side. They'll be on your side. You can call them at 1-800-9000. Fairly easy to reach them, right? There's also sweetjames.com. You know, Sweet James serves all of California, and they have an office in L.A. Can't predict or guarantee the outcome of any case, though. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. A little bit gloomy right now, and temps are going to be in the low 70s in Cypress. Eagle Rock, a high of 76 for you, and right now it is 61 in Hollywood.
Oh, my gosh. I love this story so much. Sissany was starting to tell me about it. Aww. You're on Kiss FM. So a little boy showed up to support Mexico at the World Cup, right? Wearing something totally unexpected.
Yeah.
But why he did it and why it's gone viral is the cutest thing ever.
I know. And just proves sports bring people together in the best possible way sometimes. And this story is proof of that.
Also, kids, like the creativity of kids. Forget
I know.
Us. Kids are much more creative and enterprising than we become as adults because we're so conditioned to play by the rules. But this kid's like, hey, wait a minute.
100%.
And it's adorable. If you need some cuteness in your morning, that's next.
For just a chance to win your heart, you could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to, I wouldn't climb. It's crazy, but it's true, there's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine, I'm trying to be your man till the end of time. Oh, I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. I would run through a fire just to be by your side. If your heart's on the line, you could take mine. It's crazy, but it's true, there's nothing I won't do. I'd rather
This is the cutest portion of the show right now. This is the segment of cute, the slice of cute. We were telling you there's a little story that's gone viral of a little boy supporting Mexico at the World Cup, and he wore something totally unexpected because he wanted to fit in.
Yes, exactly. He didn't have a Mexico jersey, and he wanted to wear green, red, and white, which are the colors of the Mexican flag. And so he looked in his closet, and all he had was a Christmas sweater. And the Christmas sweater is green, and it has Santa on the front. And it's the exact colors. And he says, I just wanted to wear the colors of the flag, and that's all I had. And the picture has now gone viral because you see all the other little kids, they're all wearing jerseys, and he has the sweater. So now that it went viral, Santiago Jimenez on the Mexico team saw it and gave him a personalized jersey. Aww. And
that's awesome.
Hooked him up with merch. And
I love it.
And then the Mexican national team also joined in. He sent a personal message to him. The rest of the team sent videos and messages to him. And this little boy is just like, his name is Santi, and he is just through the moon, so excited.
Think about that. Like, we would never think of that. No. Right? Here he is going, I want to fit in with everybody wearing their jerseys.
Yeah.
I want the same, obviously, the colors of my team. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, I've got this old Christmas sweater with the exact, when you look at it from afar, a picture of him with all the jerseys, it could be a jersey.
I know, exactly. And he's been like now interviewed on like certain like morning shows in Mexico and stuff like that. And the mom said like, this was all him. Like, she's like, she didn't suggest it. No, she did not suggest it. She's like, he went in, he just said, these are the colors of the flag and this is all I got and I'm wearing it.
He's got a future. And we need him in our future.
Yes.
Enterprise. When's the next game? Mexico's next World Cup match?
It's going to be against South Korea tonight, 6 p.m. in Guadalajara.
Okay. Well, thank you for that segment of cute, Santi. Big things are going to happen for you. Coming up next, have your Disneyland tickets.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the remix. Houston's finest, Lil Flip, Beyonce holla at him. I'm posted up in the back of the party, girl, cause I don't want a good girl, I want a naughty girl. I like your style and your body, girl, and we can leave the spot in my Maserati, girl. Anything you need, I got it, girl, cause I'm connected, my game perfected. I'm ripping Texas every time I spit. This ain't a one night stand, I wanna make you my shit, yeah. You can tell me what you like, cause it ain't no thing for me to book you a flight.
Or better yet, we can charter a jet. I take you to foreign countries you ain't been yet. After a month, I know your feelings getting stronger. Cause when we on the phone, now we conversate longer. You know I want you, I ain't playing with your mind. I just wanna spend time, if that's cool. I'm fighting temptations cause ain't nobody like you. I like that belly ring and that cute tattoo. I make moves like a boss on the low. So holla at LaFleur when you ready to roll. Whoa.
I'll be your naughty girl. I'm calling all the girls. We're going to this party out. I know you want my body.
Entertaining begins with great deals at Vons or Albertsons. This week, pork baby back ribs are $3.99 a pound with membership where applicable. An untrimmed tri-tip roast is $4.99 per pound with membership where applicable. Limit two roasts. Shop in-store or online today.
Our iHeartRadio Music Festival,
presented by Capital One,
is coming back to Las Vegas.
September 18th and 19th at T-Mobile Arena. Streaming live on Disney Plus and Hulu.
And you can be there
for a weekend full of superstar performances.
BTS.
Benson Boone. Cardi B. Goo Goo Dolls. Kenny Chesney. Lainey Wilson. Major Lazer. Muse. Snoop Dogg.
Laid back, so just chill.
Weezer. Zara Larsson.
And more.
Are you ready?
Once in a lifetime moments you'll have to see to believe. Only limited single night tickets remain. Get yours while you still can now at AXS.com.
It's Big Snoop Dogg, and I'm telling you, AXS.com.
And we'll see you at our 2026 iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Presented by Capital One.
Hi, Shakira on iHeartRadio. Get ready for my tour across the United States this summer.
iHeartRadio is sending you on a trip to see Shakira's Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran tour in New York City. But that's not all.
iHeartRadio and I have something super special planned for you that I know you're going to love.
You'll be there at the biggest sporting event in the world, July 19th at MetLife Stadium, to see which country wins it all. Just listen to us on the iHeartRadio app, tap the contest tab, and enter for your chance to win.
Thanks to Sony Latin and Live Nation.
This is Jacob Amrani.
When you need help after an accident, I'm here for you.
Accident or injury, call Jacob Amrani. Call Jacob.
I feel incredible because I called 1-800-WEST-MEDICAL.
This hour brought to you by Top Dog Law. Call them for any accident, big or small. Go to topdoglaw.com. That's topdoglaw.com.
This summer, nowhere is doing day to night like Knott's Berry Farm. When the sun is shining, step into the Wild West at Ghost Town Alive, where you can chase bandits and stir up some mischief as an honorary citizen of Calico. Then after sundown, stick around for Knott's Summer Nights, a lively after-dark party with local live music, special summer treats, and ice-cold drinks. But hurry, these events only last from June 12th to August 30th. Join the fun with a gold membership for just $12 a month at Knott's.com. After initial payment, taxes may apply, online only.
Hurt in a car, motorcycle, or trucking accident? Call Sweet James for a free case review. 800 9 million and sweetjames.com. Offices throughout California, including Los Angeles. Results not guaranteed and cannot predict future outcomes.
This report is sponsored by Fox One.
iHeartRadio FIFA World Cup Update.
Portugal had to settle for a 1-1 draw against Congo in its opening World Cup match. João Neves recording Portugal's lone goal.
Great header and in! João Neves!
Host countries Canada and Mexico taking the pitch today. Canada plays Qatar while Mexico faces South Korea. The U.S. to face Australia tomorrow.
For live Fox coverage, search World Cup now on the free iHeartRadio app.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Visit your local Kia dealer today.
The excitement of the FIFA World Cup is now streaming live on Fox One, the official English streaming platform to catch every unforgettable moment. Fox One brings the action straight to your screen so you never miss a goal. Download Fox One and experience the FIFA World Cup live.
From the Toyota Dealer Traffic Center.
We make it easy.
Kiss FM Freeway Update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
I do want to mention that there is police activity. Rinaldi Street at Porter Ranch Road. I'm looking at it right now, and there is a major response. There's only one direction that's closed here, but a major response to this police activity. I don't know the details, but I count as many as 7 or 8 police vehicles that are here pulling over a truck, and that is going to slow some people down, and a portion of that roadway is closed. 405 North, right at about the 90. That crash was serious. It looks to me like everybody's now trying to get over to the right shoulder. 5 Southbound said at Penrose Street. It's a hit-and-run crash that's also trying to get over to the right shoulder, completely over to the right shoulder with the one vehicle, right? And 5 South at J. Sarah, the stall that looks like it's still making things a little bit of a mess. This report is sponsored by Macy's. Come into Macy's Father's Day sale and let them take the guesswork out of gifting. Macy's has the perfect gifts for any type of guy, plus last-minute gifts that never feel last-minute. Father's Day sale going on now at Macy's. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Cooling down a little bit from yesterday, and that June gloom sticks around yet again. Santa Clarita, a high of 79. Playa Vista, a high of 70. And right now, it is 61 in Hollywood.
Got it, sis. Ryan's Rose is on the way. iHeartRadio, if you got to jump into your car, keep us with you. And caller 102 goes to Disneyland now at 800-520-1027.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece. The extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me that isn't the case. Cause I think it's so easy. So come give me a call, and we'll fall into us. I'm the perfect mixer, Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree, it's so easy to fall in love with. The way I do my hair, the way I make you laugh, the way we like to share a walk in Central Park. I could be fresh air, might be the
FM. All right, we're gearing up. You ready? Ryan's Roses after this track, then right into it for Sarah, worried about her husband, who's the school principal, and maybe a school mom. Next at Kiss.
What happens in my head? Speak this back.
straight to the mo. True hate got hoodie when I was all in her. And if you go to Kindle, they all Kindle Jenners. Now you out of town, know what time it is. 305, welcome to the tree.
Let's go. Down in Miami.
Kiss FM. It is time for Ryan's Roses. So here's the thing. This is, if you have never heard this before, we don't want you to do this with us. We don't want you to be here. But as a last resort, if you got to get to the bottom of something and you need total peace of mind because you think someone's cheating on you, then here we go. So Sarah reached out to us and she says, hey guys, don't say my city, which we didn't, did we? No, good. Okay. Because my husband is an elementary school principal. Oh. One of the moms at his school is a woman he used to hang out with a lot in college.
Oh.
I've never been comfortable with their relationship, and lately it feels like they're getting closer. So let's get more from Sarah. Sarah, thank you for reaching out to us.
Hi, yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. Few things. We're going to understand. We're not going to say the city. Don't worry about that. But a few things to know. So you have known about this woman for quite a while now?
Yeah. For some time, I would say so, yeah. They, well, a little bit of the background, they never dated in college, as far as I know, but they have slept together. And, you know, he's been very open about that. But to be honest, I really don't trust her vibe. Like
is she single or married?
She's single. She's single. She's a single mother. But I've noticed she's very touchy and flirty around him. And it's just always bothered me. And my husband insists that there is absolutely nothing, but I need more.
So let me ask you though, directly, you don't trust her, but do you trust your husband?
I do, but I've only seen them interact a few times, but yeah. He really seems to enjoy her attention, and it's like everything she says is hilarious to him, and plus, she's in his office more than I think that she should be.
See, I'm thinking he should be diffusing this in ways that these things don't happen. You know, like if he's letting these things happen, I understand your concern, right? He shouldn't be letting her be whatever touchy with her. He should be very proactive about creating a barrier and boundaries because of the way that his history has been with her. So I get it. We're going to take a quick break here and play a song where we can get organized with the phone number and names and everything. And then we'll come back and we'll make the call for you. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll do it next. It's Kiss.
Touch my body tender. Cause the feeling makes me weak. Kicking up the covers. I see the ceiling while you're looking down at me. How can we go back to being friends when we just shared this?
Okay, let's get into it. It's Kiss FM. Time to make the Ryan's Roses call. Sarah has reached out. Her husband is a principal at an elementary school, and there's a mom that he used to hang out with in the most adult ways back in college. Obviously, a lot of time has gone by. He's been forthcoming about that. But recently, she's been uncomfortable with the way that this woman, this other mom, who's single, has been acting around her husband and feels like it's inappropriate, and she doesn't trust that other woman. And right. Now starting to not so much trust her husband, just wants the peace of mind to know that Sarah's top of mind, nobody else. What is this other mom's name?
Her name is Lauren.
Okay. So what we're going to do is call your husband, offer him roses, and find out who he's thinking about, who is top of mind. Be very quiet when we do this because Sisney's going to talk to him to try and get some more information. And I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call, and then your husband's name. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, Ryan, you have my permission to call.
Okay, we will do that right now. Hold on. And be very quiet, and here we go. Good luck.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Jacob, please?
This is Jacob.
Hi, Jacob. My name is Emily. I'm calling from SoCal Blooms. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. Sorry, you're a flower shop?
Yeah, so we deliver here locally in surrounding areas and basically all over Southern California, and we're offering a free promotion. It's a free dozen red roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like. They are free.
I'm sorry. I don't really have time for this.
No. This will take like a minute of your time. They're absolutely free. I don't need any credit card info from you. We're just new business trying to, gain customers.
Okay. You know what? I work at, could you just send them to the front office?
Sure. Who should I make them out to?
You put Carmela, Dee Dee, Joanne, and Martha.
Oh, well, slow down. Carmela, Dee Dee,
Joanne,
Martha.
Yeah, they all do a great job.
Oh, that's nice.
I love these flowers.
Okay, what would you like to put on the card for them?
I good job. I don't know.
Good job.
I have time. Yeah, do you really need anything else from me?
Okay.
Jacob, your voice is being broadcast on the radio, and if you have a quick second here, we just want to ask you a couple of questions. Do you mind?
Sorry, what's going on?
Well, we are calling you on behalf of your wife, Sarah, and just have a couple of questions about Lauren, whom you know from, I think, your past, and is also a mother of a student there at your school.
I'm sorry, you said... I'm on the radio right now, so people are listening to this?
Correct. Yes. So the question is, should your wife be worrying about anything when it comes to your relationship or rekindled relationship with Lauren?
Pretty simple. No, I'm sorry, but I don't mean to be rude, but I cannot discuss this on the air, okay?
I understand, and you're not being rude by saying that at all, but is anything going on between you and Lauren?
No, nothing is going on between me and Lauren. Her child is struggling.
Okay. Well, you want to talk to your wife about it because she's here.
Hi, Jacob. I mean, okay. I'm sorry for all this, but if he's struggling, then why does she need to meet with you every week?
Because that's my job. Okay. I can't discuss this on the radio. This is completely inappropriate.
Then we're going to let you guys go.
Do you have feelings for her?
No, we weren't a couple. It was 11 years ago. I've talked about this. Can we end this now?
So, Jacob, we're going to let you go. You've asked to be off.
Has she ever been in your car?
When she first moved back to the district, we had lunch to catch up, and that was at least a year ago.
Okay. Why have you never told me that you had lunch with her? Why did you not tell me that?
Because it didn't come up, and it wasn't a secret. It was in my calendar, which you have access to.
Okay.
I
just don't understand why everything that I'm hearing right now is something that I didn't even know yesterday. So clearly there's something that you're hiding here.
there, I'm not hiding anything, but there's obviously some other issues we need to discuss if you feel like you need to go to the radio to speak to me.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves and get to the bottom of it? I hope you can get the truth and you have trust in your husband, Sarah, and good luck to both of you. Thank you for reaching out, Sarah.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Do you believe him?
I kind of do.
I do, but I think it's still sketchy.
But why did he have her in his car and not tell her?
100%.
But it was in the calendar.
The car ride?
That's what he said.
Said the lunch.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'll take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. You know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I'll go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know. Down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
Bieber, sorry, Kiss FM. I think Jacob is saying that right now to Sarah. I don't know. I don't know if, look, maybe he's not cheating with the other, with the mom, but I feel like having her in a car to go to lunch to catch up when she moved back to the district and his wife not knowing about that till now is a red flag.
Yes,
smoke.
That is red.
Omission is lying. Sure.
Very good. Actually, you know what, Sonia? I'm going to write that down.
It's true.
Because in a relationship, that is, if you're deliberately omitting, you are lying.
Mm-hmm.
Profound.
Wow. Thank you.
I'm actually taken aback by it. That's true. I mean, I know it.